This is where passion meets positivity and optimism. In a world where bad news abounds, You Are Solid Gold with Michelle Lau celebrates the good in our lives and the beauty in the hidden gems around us. Welcome to You Are Solid Gold. Here she is, international television host and QVC jewelry expert, Michelle Lau.
Hello, and welcome to You Are Solid Gold, the travel edition. Well, springtime always gets me a little itchy to get on the road. So I called my friend Tim Hennigan from the Travel Collaborative to ask him for some ideas of things that I might be able to do with the hubs for just a few short days, you know, like a driving trip or just a quick getaway. Well, he was all for it. So it really turned out to be great. And I wanted to share it with you in case you were looking for something that was different and fun and just really a good value. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. So he made a suggestion that we go to what is going to be the site of the LPGA 2021 Pure Silk Golf Championship in the middle of May, which is in Virginia. And I thought, oh, this is going to be really fun. From what he told me, it was just a quick drive away to Busch Gardens, another quick drive away to Colonial Williamsburg. And in fact, we had such a good time. I'm going to end up doing a separate episode on those two getaways. But the resort itself was really something special. But more on that tournament, because I thought it was really interesting. You know, they have three different golf courses at Kings Mill. And the one that you see on TV a lot on the Golf Channel is the River Course. So the Pure Silk Championship is going to be held May 17th through the 23rd of this year. They are inviting, you know, the top players to compete on the River Course itself. And it lasts a whole week long. So the women golfers from all over the world, they're going to be competing for this $1.3 million prize, which should be really something to see. It'll be live on the Golf Channel, and I just can't wait to see who steps out ahead and who actually wins again this year. But I wanted to see that course, right? So Kings Mill is a world-class place, right? The golf courses are legendary. So the River Course is the one I've been talking about. They also have the Plantation Course and the Woods Course. So I figured of those three and the fact that they have a golf academy that even a hack like me and Ron, although Ron's not really much of a hack, he's pretty good, but I thought we'd have a good time. And oh man, did we. I mean, from the minute we pulled into the Kings Mill Resort, it was so welcoming and so incredible. It's a gated community and the people there are so nice. I mean, even the gentleman at the gate, who, you know, being bombarded with questions and cars pulling in and out all day, I don't think he ever had anything but a smile on his face. He really was a true Southern gentleman, and he offered us just so much hospitality right from the front gate. It was crazy. So as we went to drive up to the resort center, one of the things that really struck me was all the beautiful landscaping, all the incredible homes that were lining the street, but were set back in the woods a bit. So things like, you know, tulips, bright yellow tulips were blooming along the roadway, you know, incredible irises, just the colors and the textures, just driving in was this luxe experience situated within the trees and within the woods, right down to the exterior colors of the property. It's all very soothing to the senses, rustling of the leaves. And it was just so relaxing. I just kind of felt my whole body go, ah. When we pulled in, it felt so good to be there. We drove on up to the main building. They call it the Resort Center. And we checked in there. And my experience with that is when we walked in the door, it was this huge, grand ballroom almost. I mean, the hallways were very, very wide and the whole thing was very gracious. There was a lot of dark wood, but the real showpiece, the crowning jewel of that is this wall of windows at the end of the hall, because it overlooks the James River. And it's amazing. The view, I could stand there all day long and look at it. We actually ran upstairs to the second deck to take a look out of the convention center rooms or out of the ballrooms where a lot of weddings are held and conventions and things like that. And it's just, I could have stood there all day with a glass of wine in my hand. It was just that beautiful, really special. So when we did check in, I wanted to make note of the fact that, you know, COVID was still happening. And so I was nervous about that. That's one of the things I had talked to Tim Hennigan about from the Travel Collaborative. And he assured me, and sure enough, I mean, everybody was 6 feet apart. Everybody had their masks on. I felt very safe. Everything was very clean. Well, there's a lot of different kinds of lodging there at Kingsmill, a lot of different places that you can stay. The first one I wanted to talk about is kind of what I envisioned that it would be. It's called The Estate, and it's this incredible white colonial home. It's on the Pettus Plantation site, which has been around since the 1600s. So again, steeped in history, this whole place. And the very first English foot, when it stepped in Virginia, it was on the grounds of King's Mill. So, you know, that's very humbling in and of itself. But this served as a central part of the area's plantation life, you know, from the 1600s to the 1800s. And you can really feel the history of the estate. This is obviously a very luxe experience. Just the whole thing, the grounds, the way it's set back, it's really quite beautiful, quite nice. The cottages, though, the cottages are on the edge of the James River. This is where I want to stay the next time we go back. I thought they were so cute. I mean, they look like little Southern cottages with big wraparound porches, and the interiors are really super nice. I mean, it is right there on the water's edge, and it's just across a small street to get to the Lazy River. So to me, that would be just the ideal situation in the summertime. I want to go back in the summer, and I want to stay at the cottages. I thought they were just really special. This time around, though, we stayed in the Thomas Graves Ordinary in the condo section. Now, these condos are privately owned, but they're managed and leased through the resort, through King's Mill. Tim Hennigan took care of it all for us, but I really liked it because it had the option of having a kitchen in it. And again, they were pet friendly, dog friendly, which I thought was really cool. In fact, we met a number of doggies while we were there at King's Mill. And we met little Buddy, who is this little white dog who is just so adorable and was staying on the property, which is cool. Now, when they told me it was going to be in the Thomas Graves Ordinary, I was like, well, I don't know if I want to stay in an ordinary place. So I want to address something. Everywhere I went, I saw, after all, we're living a solid gold life, right? But no, all the roads and all the little cul-de-sacs and things were named a name and then the ordinary. So I did a little research and I found out that a colonial term, So I did a little research and I found out that it's a colonial term. When they call something an ordinary, it's a term that refers to lodging that serves food and drinks as well. So back in colonial times, these little areas that we stayed in served food and drink too. They called it a tavern if it was drinks only. So that's your history lesson for today. But I did love it that it had a kitchen. I did not want to cook that night though. So the first night that we got into town, I said, why don't we go up to the 19th hole? I saw it. It's kind of connected to the main area. So we went up there. It's called the Eagles. And oh my gosh, I had a dinner that I will not soon forget. It was so delicious. I wasn't expecting that. You know, I thought, oh, maybe it'd be burgers and hot dogs and stuff like that because it's up by the golf course. But oh no, I mean, this was really good. There's 5 restaurants on the property, so you have a lot to choose from. But this one, I mean, we ate most of our meals there because I just liked it so much. They do breakfast there as well. But I had the ricotta and shrimp tortellini dinner. And so what they did is they took a tortellini, stuffed it with ricotta cheese, put Parmesan cheese in it. I'm from the Midwest. Remember, we love cheese. Then they took Chardonnay and they seared the shrimp. And I'm not kidding you. The shrimp were about as big as a golf ball and they were yummy. So good. They added pesto sauce and sun-dried tomatoes. It's just speaking my language, right? And then they topped the whole thing with French fried onions. So I still think about it. It was just that good. Ron had a classic Reuben. He said it was very good too, but he didn't seem as excited as I was about mine. We did, however, both take half of our dinners back to our condo. We ended up having them the next day for lunch. The portions were really large and it was really moderately priced. So I recommend the Eagles. I really liked it a lot. So the next morning we woke up and we had a really comfortable night at the condo, but we thought we were maybe going to go to Busch Gardens or go to historical Colonial Williamsburg. I mean, Busch Gardens is like 5 minutes down the road to the right and Colonial Williamsburg is like 10 minutes to the left. This is just the best location for a vacation. It's crazy. I'm going to cover those two things, Busch Gardens, the whole food and wine festival that we went to, and also Colonial Williamsburg. We'll do that in a whole nother episode because that in and of itself was a whole day trip that you could take with the family. But Ron was really excited to golf. So we jumped in a cart and we went down to the driving range. We had to get warmed up. I was really intimidated. And so I wanted to hit a few balls and see if I dared to do this. We decided that we wanted to play the back nine of the river course. The PGA and the LGA tours both play on that course. So we were feeling like we could do this, right? So the river course has hosted a lot of elite players though from both the LPGA and the PGA tours. And again, I mentioned earlier that the Pure Silk Championship is happening May 17th through the 23rd there. The Ladies Professional Golf Association runs it, the LPGA, one of the longest running women's professional sports associations in the world. And they were founded back in the 1950s, and they have a really strong focus on charity. And so I really wanted to play that historical course. I wanted to be in that same space that all these incredible women were before me. So we went for it. And it was stunningly beautiful. Again, the hills, they're rolling, and you look to the right and you see the water, and you look to the left and you see a wonderful historical monument. And there's just so much peace and serenity there. It was really, really something special. You know, when we got there to pick up our cart, we got to be really good friends with RP, hi, the starter for the course. And again, if you want an experience, if you want to be treated really well, you want to be taken care of, I really feel like right to the golf course, they were handling us just so nicely. RP actually took a moment out of his busy schedule to snap a picture of Ron and I by the legendary monument, you know, by the Kings Mill logo that's carved into the grass at the course. And I mean, you see it on all the TV shows and all the celebrities, they're hoisting their trophies. And so that was a really special moment. And I was really grateful for that. Daryl, who helped us out as well, he was just amazingly friendly and just really well-versed on the course. He told us kind of some little strategic things to do to try to help us out along the way. So I love it. If I would have had time, I would have gone to the Golf Academy. Lord knows I needed it, but I didn't feel intimidated at all. They made me feel really, really comfortable and really at home. And so I would say, no matter what level you are, whether you just enjoy watching the tournaments or watching golf, I think you're going to love the whole feeling of the golfing aspect of Kings Mill, but it's so much more than that. You know, while we were heading back to the Eagles for a little lunch one day, I met a lovely woman. Her name is Martha Status, and she's from the area. Take a listen to what Martha had to say about her experience with Kings Mill. So you've lived here for 30 years?
Yes, and it's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise children, plenty to do. So it's fun.
How often do you golf here?
I try to play 3 to 4 times a week.
Is it a challenging course?
To me it is, yes.
So how would you rate it? Like if I was a novice, like I am going to be golfing tomorrow, do you think I'm going to be able to handle it?
Sure, I think you're going to have a good time. Just stay out of the sand and stay out of the water.
You are watching You Are Solid Gold with Michelle Lau. Wasn't Martha wonderful? Yeah, she was so sweet. And we chatted for a good long time before we headed on off to the putting green. Did I mention we were a little nervous? Well, nothing gets you feeling more empowered than that, right? Than to be able to get those putts in line and really feel good about it. So again, we took a quick little picture in front of the Kings Mill logo and off we were to the races. You know, the course itself was manageable. I only ended up losing one ball the entire day, which is amazing for me. And Ron didn't lose even one, which is fantastic. We did end up in a couple of sand traps, but nobody got wet, if you know what I'm saying. So that was wonderful. But one of the things that we did do along the way is we stopped and actually took a look at the marquees that gave a little historical background on portions of the Kings Mill golf course. And what I really learned was quite special. There was one area, it's a legendary hole there. You might have heard of it, actually, the 17th hole at Kings Mill on the river course. Well, there is a Civil War cannon and an American flag that kind of guard this ground, which is really sacred ground. There's a number of events that happened right there historically. But for example, this was the area where the original British settlers, this is where they first entered the area, was right there where the 17th hole is, Kings Mill. So you've got, you know, the cannons to commemorate that and the Civil War. I mean, this is a place that the British settlers actually got off the boat after 144 days at sea. So between the history and all of the honored traditions, you really are going to get a wonderful sense of depth and history while you're there. I mean, this is really a very special, very exciting place. I can't wait to go back in the summer. You know, this summer, I'm going to make a point of going back at least once because the lazy river that I saw looked just too tempting. It was closed when we were there, and I can't wait to go back. I mean, the twists and the turns, it looked like something really any age could handle. So young children all the way up to old fogies like me, I think we're going to find it to be very refreshing and a great place to hang out in the summertime for sure. Now, again, it's right next to the cottages. So if you do have a family or you do want access to that, you might want to consider that. To me, it would be the ideal location. The Lazy River, again, just so relaxing and so wonderful and cool and colorful. You know, there's an energy there that's really, really fun. Now, if it happens to be overcast like it was when we were there, or maybe you just want a day out of the sun, there's another option or two available to you for activities if you wanted to stay active on your vacation. For example, we toddled on up to the resort fitness center and the spa, and there was so much to explore up there. First of all, the indoor pools are amazing. They are so pretty. I mean, the sunlight streaming in there just makes you feel like you're outside. And they're lap pools too. So if you like to get up early in the morning and do some laps, you can go for it. There's a hot tub in there. I loved it. It wasn't too humid. You know, sometimes they can be ungodly hot, but it was really, really nice. And I loved it. We went and checked out the gym too. The gym was fully equipped. And I guess they do have, you know, yoga mats and classes there from time to time, which is pretty cool. People were playing tennis out in the tennis courts. In fact, the tennis courts are impressive. There's a lot of them. So golf and tennis, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. And so if you wanted to bring your rackets and head on down there, it looked like a really great time. But getting on back to the center, there was a spa in there that really caught my attention. I went in and took a look around and I was thinking, you know, maybe I wanted to do the whole, you know, towel on the head, cucumbers on the eye, the whole treatment, right? But as I looked around the spa, I saw, wow, this is a great place just to buy gifts when you're on vacation. They were running a sale on candles that were, I mean, they smelled heavenly. And there were so many services that they offered there. It was great. I could have spent the whole day in there and I probably should have. It looked really that good. Maybe when I go back in the summer, that's what I'll go do. If you are bringing kids or you're married to a big kid like I am, who happens to really love game rooms, the game room was fully equipped. It had air hockey and it had ping pong and it had all kinds of games. And so again, don't worry about a cloudy day or something to do after the beach or after the pools or whatever. There's always going to be something to do. So once, you know, you and the kiddos get done playing in the game room, you might want to take a little walk outside down the walking paths. They're so pretty, tree lined, beautiful flowers. But I have a specific couple of reasons for taking a walk down that path. First of all, if you want to tire out the kiddos, there is a really fun playground that's right down the street from that center. Everything is super walkable at the resort. And so this is a great choice for you if you want a little outdoor activity that isn't going to cost a lot, or that, you know, the kids are longing to get to the playground. It's a good choice. The walking paths are everywhere. And when you continue on down that path, you're going to come across one of my favorite places on the grounds. And it is a little ice cream gelato shop, place that you can have lunch. It's called The Mill. So The Mill has a lot of character. I ended up buying t-shirts and hats and things like that there because they were so reasonable and really good quality too. I noticed that right away. From the outside, it's very welcoming, but it's also really charming on the inside. And there was a lot of people that were gathering. I noticed that a lot of, and this is always a good sign, I think. I noticed that a lot of the people that work there will come in and eat lunch there or come in on their days off to spend time in The Mill. So that's, you know, that's always a good sign, right? And the food was so good. Oh my God. This whole trip, the sandwich, gorgeous. I mean, it was about 3.5 inches thick, packed full of goodies. I want to go back and have that sandwich as well. It was so fantastic. So go have a sandwich, go relax a little bit, maybe have a cup of coffee. I had a great coffee in there as well. And then treat yourself to the gelato. Oh my goodness. Yes. So many flavors, so little time, right? You are going to absolutely love it. It's so much fun. Now, a short, you know, walk down the path the other direction will take you down to the Kings Mill Marina. Now, here's where things start to get really, really interesting. The restaurant was closed, but I want to go back. It's called the James Landing Grill. But where we did spend a lot of time is in the bar area inside at night. and then also at the O'Neill's Patio. The O'Neill's Patio is pretty cool, but the James Landing Grill is supposed to have really fantastic food as well, and I can guarantee you it does have something, and that is a view that goes on for days. The artwork on the outside of the place is cheerful and fun and colorful, and it's what really caught my eye and made me want to go in there. You know, when I was looking at the building and the way it was situated, I mean, just the whole setting, you can see that the outdoor decks are very welcoming and really beautiful. The exterior is awesome. You could spend all day on that deck just soaking up the sun and watching, you know, the kids play in the sand and watching them fish and bike ride and do all of those kinds of things, because it's just a really comfortable, really welcoming, really kind of a casual place that I really liked a lot. Again, gorgeous inside and out. It's the perfect place, you know, for a cocktail and to relax a little bit. Now, speaking of O'Neill's, the O'Neill's outdoor patio has got a scrumptious fire pit. I love fire pits at night, especially, but it's a great place just to hang out with your friends. It's a great place to unwind after a long day. And you can even watch the kids. You know, the kids can play down by the water while you're up on the deck enjoying a cocktail or just hanging out and having a little appetizer. And everybody just was so happy and had such a good time down there by the water. You can rent bicycles down there, which is cool. They weren't expensive at all. You can rent pontoons, but I didn't check out the price on that. You can use it as a launch for a boat. There's jet ski rentals down there. There's fishing. I saw people fishing. It looked like they were catching fish too. I was shocked. Kayaking, lots of kayaking, and paddle bikes too. So yeah, I love to be down by the water. I just think whether you are in a boat or whether you're digging around in the sand with a little shovel or whether you're having a cocktail, it's just a really good time. You know, as we were sitting there by sunset having a cocktail, I was reminded by actually the bartender there that the King's Mill actually exists because of Anheuser-Busch. So Anheuser-Busch purchased 3,900 acres of the James River land as a part of the agreement. When they purchased it, they agreed to develop hundreds actually of acres into the King's Mill Resort. So really what they've created, and thank you Anheuser-Busch, they've created really the perfect place for a golden memory. We had a wonderful time. I mean, sitting by that fire pit at sunset, it still, you know, is in my memories. Well, right before I go to sleep at night, I think about all the wonderful times we had and the sunsets on that lake. Amazing. You're going to love it. I mean, the whole of King's Mill is just a really welcoming and really incredible place that truly is solid gold.
Thank you for joining us on You Are Solid Gold. We hope that you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Would you please subscribe, like, and share this episode? If you know of a person, place, or thing that is a hidden gem that we should feature on Solid Gold with Michelle Lau, please submit it for consideration at hello@youaresolidgold.com. Now, get out there and shine.